Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have ESET researcher Cameron Camp. Hi, Cameron. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Matt. Great to be here.
I wanted to discuss a new social media platform, Pinterest, that seems to be getting a lot of attention lately, and I know you've been following it closely as well. For our listeners who don't know, what is Pinterest?
So Pinterest is sort of the new social media darling. Basically, what it allows you to do is to repin or to pin subjects you find compelling in a sort of a community, quite a quirk board, or you know, you can just sort of pin different topics up that you think are interesting, and if others think they're interesting as well, they can repin or share that through their social networks on Twitter or Facebook. Or repin them across Pinterest themselves. And the pin looks a lot like kind of a little tiny 3x5 card or a tiny card on the website that is has a subject and maybe a picture, and people can click on it and get more information. And it's very simple. It's very, very simple, but it's stupidly addictive. I mean, this is something that you find yourself just scrolling down and looking at interesting cookie recipes and interesting new shoes, and it's just devilishly addictive, and Pinterest is absolutely riding the wave of its popularity.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me like it has had a large following and that it's rapidly increasing.
Oh, absolutely. Pinterest is, sort of 9 months ago, no one had heard of it, and I was reading a report this morning talking about how their traffic rose over 50% between January and February of just this year. And that's
wow.
A report, and it goes into a report by Comscore saying that they had December, they had 11.7 million unique viewers, and February they had 17.8 million unique viewers in February. So if you track the growth and where this thing is poised, if they do go with an IPO, which there's some talks of, where the capitalization is, clearly we have a contender.
So obviously, like we've seen with other social media platforms, when something becomes this popular, the bad guys are not far behind. What have you seen, and what are, I guess, the bad guys doing right now on Pinterest?
So the first thing we saw with Pinterest is the traditional scammers, the guys that are going to try and trick you into clicking on something. You go to a website that purports to be legit, and you find yourself falling for scams anywhere from, you know, win this free iPad, click on this, and of course you click on that, nothing happens. Then you got to click on another one and another one. And there's convincing signs along the way. They would say, well, we're giving away 500 iPads. You click on the first link and it says we're down to 423, which is of course a random number they pick between 1 and 500, and they said to continue repin. So you say okay, and you click on this repin. Now that scam comes out as being or seeming like it's from you. So your friends and the people who follow you on Pinterest, which is pretty tightly integrated with some of your Facebook contacts, all of a sudden say, hey, Matt says that I can win a new iPad, and they go, well, Matt's a good guy. I should click on it too. And the scam perpetuates. If you continue past that, you'll come to pages in some of these scams where they say, well, okay, as a final step, you have to download and install this software. And when you do, that pretty much guarantees you lots and lots of more advertisements coming to your laptop on the form of pop-ups and the rest of it. So these are more traditional scams. They're just leveraging Pinterest
right,
as a platform.
So kind of similar to what we've seen, obviously, now on a new platform. But again, I mean, really preying on that trust network that you have with your friends where you do think these are legitimate.
Oh, absolutely. And we're seeing a resurgence. It's almost a cyclical cycle to where in the early 90s, the most prominent vector for scams was social engineering, acting
right,
like you're your buddy and calling up a phone company and trying to get access to a network. That's what happened then. That's what's happening now, because if I have, let's say, access to some of your information through Pinterest, and I can trick you that way, and also seem to have access to your Facebook data through that kind of mutual sharing, and Twitter, I can seem pretty convincing and get into some maybe some escalated confidence scams.
So what are some ways that users could identify these type of scams, or should they be cautious when they're clicking on all of these different links on the board?
Well, first of all, I think, you know, many of the pins that are up there are just, as we said in the intro, devilishly addictive, and they're for things like cookie recipes. And so, and I think if you can, you could say something's pretty popular and doesn't purport to give you something for nothing, which is the overwhelming majority. That's what is responsible for them having so much traffic. So I think if you can focus on the things that seem legitimate, and if something seems out of the ordinary, you know, how do you detect bad guys around your car when you walk out to your car? You look for something that doesn't look like it belongs there. And exactly same thing on Pinterest. The difference is it's going to take users another probably 6 months to become familiar with what are the signs. And the signs are things that, you know, seem like they have relatively little value but have lots of repins, and disproportionately to what they are. That's one sign. And also, if it takes you to a landing page, which they'll take you to a bigger description page when you click on them, but then if they want you to go from there to visit another page and another page and another page, you might be on a wrong path.
Well, Cameron, thanks for giving us that information. Anything else on this topic that our listeners should be aware of?
Absolutely. Tomorrow, which is April 6th, I don't know when this podcast is going to be released, but April 6th, Pinterest is reviewing their whole terms of service because of their growth. They've had to deal with a lot of copyright issues. They've had to deal with a lot of other issues, and we're in the process of publishing a blog which will outline more deep diving on what the changes are, what that means to you. So you might want to take a look at the blog and find out how it relates to you in your use of Pinterest and your use of the rest of your social media.
Great. Well, Cameron, thanks so much for talking to us about this topic. If you have any additional questions, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. Like Cameron said, you can also find additional information on this topic on the ESET blog, and you can also follow and like ESET on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.